sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the grass that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
I hope y'all got that. I hope y'all got that. You know what? But the devil is a lie, man. He will not, disrupt this show. He will not get the glory here this morning, guys. We got the victory. We're going to do this thing, man. We're going to do this thing. You know, it's funny. I got a message across my screen, and the message said, basically, you know, we're experiencing technical difficulties. And I laughed because I'm like, wow, just boom, we're experiencing technical difficulties. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, let me just try this thing again. Let me reload, because I know that it's not when that situations are going to come. It's how you handle those situations. See, guys, that was a challenge. For me, that was a minor turning point. That was a small turning point. That wasn't something that was going to devastate my life, right? So when we have those turning points in life, we have to ask ourselves, is this something that I can actually surpass? Is this something that I can rise above? And I like to ask myself a few questions when certain things happen in life, certain challenges happen in life. I ask myself, I say, okay, can I affect any change? for this challenge? Can I affect any, no matter if it's mine or no matter if it's someone else's, can I affect any change? If I can't affect, if I determine that I can't affect any change, the next question I ask myself is, okay, how high do I need to rise to get above this so that I do not get pulled down in it? And that's the only two questions I ask myself. And then if I can affect change, then I ask, how can I affect change? And then I start to go over in my brain how I'm going to affect change. So, guys, you have to ask yourself these questions during these turning points. And it's all about how you handle the situation. Some of us go through these turning points and we just absolutely break down. We give up. But if you give up, guess what? The same thing is going to happen that's happening right now. Nothing. You've gotten to a turning point in your life and you have to make a decision. We can call them decision points right now. Decision points. Because especially for the bad stuff, when the bad stuff happens in your life, you definitely have to make a very quick decision. You can't ponder over. You can't sit there and just hem and haw about it, as they say. You have to make a decision. We've always heard the saying that successful people are quick to make decisions and slow to turn back. You know, that's something that I believe in. You have to be able to decisively assess the situation, make a decision, and move on that decision. Now, your decisions are always informed, all right, because that means now you can affect some change. But some of us, we have those turning points, man. We just fall apart. Some of you are going through a decision point right now. You're trying to figure out, should I go to work today or should I not? Should I take off early today? You know, should I call in sick? You know, should I go get my car fixed because I'm going to be short on money? You know, should I pay the light bill or should I pay my phone bill? There are all these decision points that we have in life, and we have to quickly decipher what our decision should be and move on that decision. And here's the best thing: the least you can involve other people in your decision making process, the least amount of people that you bring into that, okay, the better. We always talk about controlling the controls. If you control the controls, then that means you control everything. Everything, the success and the failure is on you. You're going to grow quicker that way. And we talked about learning from the good and the bad. The good things that happen, it's easy to say, man, that was great. I remember everything that happened about that, when it happened. I remember why it happened, and I want to duplicate that. But the problem is sometimes we don't learn from the bad things that happen in our lives, the challenges that we go through. We just go through them, and the first time we go through a challenge, we pick up the phone, we're trying to call somebody. You know, we're trying to go figure out who's going to help me this time. No, you help yourself, right? You help yourself. You figure out what you did wrong, and you take that hit. You take that hit because when you take the hit, you're not deflecting it on somebody else. When you take the hit, then you learn a lesson from it, and so you're less apt. At that turning point, when you get the message, you're less apt to repeat that same message. They always say pain is a great teacher. Pain is a great teacher. Man, I'm not telling y'all something that I think. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I've been through. I'm telling you that I still go through the same things every day. Some people say, you know, well, money, you know, don't buy you happiness. I agree with that 100%. You know, if you get money, it doesn't mean all your problems are over. Because if you don't have money, you have money, it doesn't matter. You're still going to go through changes and challenges and issues. It doesn't matter. And everybody has to understand the biggest thing that you can do is control your controls. And as you control your controls and you get to these different turning points in life, you can quickly make a decision on how you're going to go and how you're going to deal with it. And once you make that decision, you stick with it. There is no, man, you're coming down on yourself now simply because you feel you could have made a better decision. No, don't put yourself through that mental anguish. Learn from that. Even the lesson, you're learning from the decision, you're learning another lesson. So you guys are probably getting a clue now that I'm trying to make you dependent upon yourself. Because when you control your own controls, you're less apt to make, as they say, stupid decisions or decisions that aren't in your favor. You can't say that it's my season, you know, to reap what I have sown when all you're sowing is discord, when all you're sowing is the continual things that you do over and over again. You're not learning from the lessons. we can listen to these songs and we can say, you know what, that's for me. I'm ready. But are you really? What about your turning points, your decision points? There are some great things that have happened in our lives. Guess what? There are some great things that are still happening. There are some great things that are just around the corner that are getting ready to happen in our lives. But sometimes we miss those turning points because we're so busy reaching back, trying to figure out what happened, you know, 2 years ago, or we're so busy trying to take care of everybody else's problems, you know, and we're allowing people to bombard us with their things, or we're so busy trying to stand still so we stay in our comfort zone that we miss the turning point. You ever been driving and you're driving, you're coming up on a curve and you're telling yourself, okay, you know, I got to make sure that I slow down just enough. I want to slow down just enough to take this curve, but I want to take this curve and I want to be taking it as quickly as I can, right? Well, that's life. You got to drive and you got to take those curves, you know, as quickly as you can. Those are your turning points. If you miss your turning points, you're liable to drive right through the curve, right? So you have to stay alert. You have to stay vigilant. You have to be able to visualize and see the things that are happening. And you can't do that when you take your blinders off. When you're looking at everything else around you, you're looking at what everybody else is doing. You're allowing everybody else, you know, to bombard you with all of their visions and goals and dreams, what they want to do. And you're helping them achieve, you know, what they want to achieve. And you're not taking any time for yourself. You're not trying to achieve your own dreams. Then you're just going to be that person that gets burnt out and you never recognize your own turning points because you were constantly helping everybody else take their turns. You were constantly, I know the old saying goes, you know, helping other people, enough people get what they want and you'll get what you want. Guys, you got to understand, stop taking everything literal, okay? No sleep zone, guys. That's not to be taken literal. You have to get some sleep. Some people are walking around here like zombies about to drop dead because they think that no sleep zone means I physically don't get any sleep. I never rest. I never close my eyes. You're walking around here thinking that the successful people are up 24 hours a day and they just take little small naps. No, guys, they go to sleep. Why do they go to sleep? They go to sleep because they're productive in their 8 to 10 hour day. Productive. Write that word down and underline it and circle it. They're productive. You hear people say you got to be intentional. It's about being intentional and being productive. Your intentions, your productivity. So you can't get your turning point. Those things that happen to you that are great that you don't see sometimes until they get right up on you. You can't take advantage of those turning points until you're looking straight ahead. You have to be focusing on where you're going. Now, I'm not telling you guys right here on the crowd, I'm not telling you to be selfish. It's not what I'm telling you. But I am telling you that if your light is not shining, then nobody's going to see you. Let me tell you what happens. You can have three people in front of you that are requiring all of your attention. And your light is shining and it's dim because it's real low. And you've got people around you that are all over you right now trying to get you to do this and get you to do that. And you're helping those three little people. And guess what? While you're helping those three little people do everything that they want to do, and you're not trying to do anything that you want to do, because I want you guys to get this. Those of you that aren't getting it, you're saying stuff like, oh, that's selfish. But guess what? You're not bridging that gap. So those of you that are getting it, you're feeling what I'm saying right now because you've got those three little people in front of you and you're trying to help them and you're standing still. You're standing still. How many of you know that if you're in your comfort zone, if a person is in their comfort zone and they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and you keep comforting them and telling them, okay, it's going to be all right. Things are going to happen for you. Your breakthrough is coming. We start quoting all of these songs and all of these scriptures, but that person's still standing still. You can't stop that. They're standing there. But if you stop with them, you're standing still too. But what happens when you keep climbing? You say, I'm not going to miss my turning points. I'm going to keep climbing. And as you keep climbing, guess what? The people that are in their comfort zone, the people that were saying, oh, woe is me, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. All of those people, now they can see you climbing and they say, you know what? I don't want to get left. You know what? Maybe I need to start moving. Maybe I need to start making better decisions so I can stop missing my turning points. Now you're the light. Now guess what? The higher you go, the harder you climb, the more your light shines, the brighter your light gets. And next thing you know, you look up and your light is getting brighter and brighter because you're on your climb to the top. You're focused now. Now, the three little people that you were trying to help down here just manifested itself to 10. Now, the higher you go, those numbers climb. See, the saying that you hear people say, to whom much is given, much is required, that doesn't mean that that person is going to stand still and say, you know what, I'm keeping it real because I'm gonna stay with the people that don't have yet, the people that are still trying to, you know, that are still trying to get it. And this, no, man. The higher you climb, the more people you help. The higher you climb, the brighter your light shines. So can you imagine being that beacon of light that's climbing to the top of the tower, and they see you climbing? Now you're not just the motivation, now you're the inspiration. And now you can help that person move out of their desperation, because now not only they can see your light, but everybody else can see your light shining. So do you think there's more value in you climbing the ladder of success and not going up and down the ladder, going back to try and grab everybody else? You're going behind people, pushing them from behind. Come on, you can do this. Come on, what's going on? Did you hurt your knee? You got a boo-boo? Let's just put a Band-Aid on that. Oh, well, I'm sorry. You run out of breath. You don't feel like you can go any further. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Let me get you a little water. You're standing still. You're subjecting yourself to their comfort zone. But do you think there's more value in that, as opposed to the value in you continually moving up the ladder? Yeah, take the hits, man. Take the hits. It doesn't matter. Life is gonna throw. You know, it's not about, as my one of my favorite actors say. He said, you know what? It's not about, you know, the fact that you can get hit. The fact is that how you can take the hits and keep on moving. You're gonna take those hits. You're gonna have people saying, you know what? You know, I think he or she, they're being selfish because they're not helping this person. They're not helping that person. The best way you can help a person is through you gaining some success, because when you gain success, when you don't run through your turning points, when you focus and you recognize your turning points and you're climbing that ladder, that's the best help you can give somebody. Am I saying that you don't stop and help people along the way? Absolutely not. Those of you that hear my heart, you know exactly what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that you can't allow people that are not climbing to hold you still in one position, because that's the trick of the enemy also. Come on. You have to realize, where are my turning points? I got to stay in tune with my turning points. There's no law of success that says you can't help people and climb at the same time. You can do both. You can have the best of both worlds. So when you're climbing, man, the best thing and the most important thing for you to understand is that you can't stop moving. When you stop moving, you die. You die. When you allow a situation, a turning point, a negative turning point that's put in position to help you understand that, hey, you may not want to do this way the next time. When you understand that it happens for you and not to you, that's the point in your life where you start blasting around curves in that sports car going 60, 70 miles an hour, because now you've got the wheels, you've got the engine, and you understand that I'm built for speed, baby. I'm built for turns. I'm not going to miss any more turning points. But you know what? The more lessons you learn, the faster you can take the curves. So your turning points, you're going to see more and more turning points, because now you speed up. Now you're going faster. You're speeding up. You go through one curve. You come up, you straighten up, and you're moving, and guess what? You start looking behind you, and you start noticing at that moment that, man, there's some more sports cars behind me, and they're doing the exact same thing that I'm doing. They're speeding up. You guys may hear some rain, some water. Well, I'm outside right now. I'm enjoying the rain. I'm seeing the rainfall in my backyard, guys, talking to you guys. But you're going to notice that the faster you go and the more curves you take, the more people are going to start to follow you. How many of you on the line tonight, how many of you have a sports car, a car that can, you know, let's just say a V8? Hey, you know what, a V6, because some of y'all just got some lead foot, and some of y'all can put your foot in the tank no matter what you're driving. It could be a four-cylinder, some of y'all go. How many of you realize that when you're on the highway, next time you get on the highway, I'm not telling you to be unsafe, but just check this out, okay? Just check this out. When you start driving and when you start moving faster through traffic, Because you're going to come to those moments where you're going to see people, and they're just like, they're like inching along, and they're driving the speed limit and everything. And rules were meant to be broken, but not laws. So you do everything responsibly. But when you start driving faster and you start moving through the traffic, look in your rearview mirror and watch how many people start to follow you. It's like they were zombies, and then all of a sudden you drove by them and they woke up. Watch how many people start to follow you because you inspired them. Because now you're not moving the same speed as everybody else, man. That's average. People do that every day. But now you're moving faster. They want that. They like that. They like to see people moving because it's not the norm. People don't want to be normal. They just fall into being normal. And they fall into it and they stay there because it feels good. It requires nothing of them. They can take the curves, those turning points, they can take them at their luxury. They don't have to learn from them. They can just stay because there are a lot of people not learning from them. They don't have to do anything different. They don't have to be anybody different. It's no challenge. It requires nothing of you to be average. But it requires everything for you to be above average. Take your pick. Which one do you want? Which one do you want right now? On this line, on this show this morning, which one do you want? Which one? Do you want to be average or do you want to be above average? Some of you are going to say, you know what, I'm cool where I am. And if you're cool where you are, then you're cool where you are. But for those of you that haven't settled, for those of you that have squarely said, you know what, it's just like the Matrix. You see the spoon, Ben, and a little boy bends the spoon, and he said, how'd you do this? He said, you know what, there is no spoon. When you tell yourself that there is no lid, and you know at this point that, you know what, I can jump out of this box anytime I want to jump, then jump. Get out of the box, man. Get out of the box. It's your turn. It really is. You just don't know it yet. Everybody else around you knows that it's your turn, except you. But guess what? Nobody's going to tap you on the shoulder and tell you that. Nobody. Why? Why won't they tell you? They won't tell you because they don't want you to leave them, right? It's your turning point. They don't know that. It's your turning point. So they're not going to concern themselves when you're supposed to turn, when you're supposed to get out. No, man, misery loves company. So now this is when you start checking the people that you're around. This is when you start checking the temperature. You start understanding, okay, is this person for me or against me? Because if the person's not for you, then they're against you. That may sound like a super bad thing, but reality is, you know, they're not for you, then they're against you. They're not helping you, right? If they're not helping you, then they're against what you're trying to do. And that's not always their fault. They may not know what you're trying to do. But at the end of the day, it's squarely your responsibility to know when your turning points come in life. And when you finally hit those turning points, you have to be able to recognize those turning points. It's a great thing to have great peripheral. But you can ask any race car driver, they'll tell you. The greatest race car drivers in NASCAR, I don't care what it is, they'll tell you. Even it just takes sports in general. You can have a race car driver, and they'll tell you, when I zone in, and we saw the movie Speed, and we saw all these different movies, that when a person is at the height of what they do, they zone in and they do that little graphic where everything kind of like compiles itself to a narrow little spot right in front of them. That's called focus. That's called zoning in. Race car drivers do it. Basketball players do it. Football players do it. When you find a running back, a running back will tell you, when I see a hole, I just go through that hole. That's all I see. And now you once you get through that hole and you get into open field, that now you're through the curve, now your peripheral comes back in, and now you're seeing things around you. And now when it's time to get through another challenge, you zone in and you get through that challenge. You squeeze through that hole. Focus. Because your turning points are your turning points, and you got to figure out, you know, how am I going to take this turning point? How am I going to handle this situation that just happened to me? It's not that it's going to happen. It's how you handle what happens. And a lot of us just blow ourselves up every day because things happen, and we give up. We give up. We just stop moving because we think something's going to happen. We think somebody's going to come and rescue us. When you have something in front of you that you know you need to do, and you're identifying what it is, and once you identify what it is, you have two choices. Either I'm going to dwell on what it is, or I'm going to dwell on what I needed to get past what this is. And if you start focusing your attention on the solution instead of the problem, things start to happen. But the solution needs to be 95% you. And the more you handle those challenges and those solutions, then you're going to figure out that, you know what, now I'm at 100%. I'm handling everything that comes my way. I identify the problem, and I am creating the solution. The solution may not always be what I want it to be. Sometimes the solution is to do nothing at all. It's to just move past it. But whatever it is, you affect the change that you can affect. And learn the lesson that you need to learn. Take the hits in life for what your choices are. And don't involve everybody else in your choices. And that allows you to grow. And as you grow, that's now you can flow in the fast lane. Now you can start moving and taking that traffic. Because we all go through stuff in life. We all do. You can look at a person and you may say that person never has any problems. No, that person has problems. They just don't tell you about their problems because they made the resolve that, you know what, I did it. I'm going to have to fix it. I did it. I'm going to have to fix it. And that's what successful people do. We talked about in an earlier show when we were on a Master Your Mindset series, we talked about, you know, being able to control your controls. You make that list of the things that you know you can do, your skill set things, the things that you know I can handle this myself, and you take that back from people that you've given it to. You take those things back. That's the list of things that you control. That's what you start with, right? And then we talk about the things that you can't control. You take those challenges, and you say, you know what? I can do a little bit of that. You do what you can do from that part of the list, and that's how you get started. You get started with that, and that gets you to the bridge, right? And once you get to the bridge, you start crossing. Now you develop relationships with people because now you're doing what we call networking. You develop relationships with people. You're not sharing with them, you know, every little aspect of your dreams and your visions. You're only sharing that with the right people, right? Those people you know are the people that you want to cross that bridge with you. And I talked about how, you know, every successful person, every great person that I've ever listen to or read a documentary on, they've always had a core, a small core group of people that they start with. And that group of people grabbed onto the vision that they had. They believed in the vision, and they moved with the vision. And then there were those people that would say, you know, I remember when he was just little, you know, the little person standing in the corner doing nothing. And everybody was laughing at it. But your vision is your vision. And you have to have people around you as you're crossing that bridge, as you're getting to those turning points that are going to still believe in the vision that you have, borrow that belief and grab onto it and say, you know what, I believe in this. So let's push this together. And as we push it together with the understanding that at some point in time it's going to get big. And when it gets big, now there's a sense of gratification, of satisfaction behind that. Now you don't have to worry about, okay, how many things, you know, do I need help with? So now you're versed at doing way more than you were when you first started because you've taken back those controls. Now you're shifting the gears, going through the turning points instead of expecting somebody else to shift the gears. So the more things that you control in your life, the more lessons that you learn in your life, then the more things, the faster you can take curves, the faster you can move through your destiny to your destination, right? So guys, we have to realize that, you know, our turning points in life are there and they come every single day. And sometimes we don't recognize them. We always look for them to be something super profound, but there are a lot of small turning points that happen throughout our day. And we have to recognize them. And some of you are, you have to write things down, write it down. Because I encourage you to carry around a little notebook, something, you know, ladies, that you can just stick in your purse. Guys, I have a little small, one of the little small notepads and a pen that I carry, or I'll keep it in my jacket pocket, you know, or I'll keep it in my back pocket or something, or in the bag that I'm with. That way I can pull it out really quickly. You know, it's not a big book. It's just something small. I can pull it out and jot something down. It's just a thought, something that I may want to implement, something that I may want to work on, something that I may want to do, because these little small turning points and ideas that you get throughout the day, these are the things that God has given you. He's given you these small little things to help you move your vision and achieve your goals. And a lot of us, we sit around and all of these small things happen, and we think about things, we don't write them down, and they go as quickly as they come. And we wait on that one big thing to happen. We're waiting on the big elephant to walk in the room. And I got to tell you, that elephant's not going to just walk in the room. Yeah, there's some times when you're gonna, that big elephant's gonna show up, and, you know, you're gonna win a lottery, and, you know, and you're gonna win, you're gonna go to bingo, and you're gonna win big at bingo. I mean, but do you really want to have a lottery life? Do you really want to sit back and wait for something? I'm waiting on my turn. I'm waiting on my day to come. I'm waiting on that one thing to happen that's going to move me to the next level. I'm just waiting. That's the problem. You're waiting. You're waiting. Stop waiting. Get up. Start moving. I don't care how small it is. Doesn't matter how small it is. Start doing that. But once you start building on the small things turn to medium things. And then before you know, you look up, the medium things turn into big things. And now you expected it. It's happening. Now you can maintain the big things because you've done the small things yourself. You figured out how to control your own controls. You're pushing through your own destination. You're pushing yourself. You're challenging yourself every day. You're controlling those controls. So now you're growing. And as you grow, as you go, you grow. As you learn, you earn. You apply all of the principles that you're supposed to apply for the thing that you know you want to have. You take the hits. You challenge yourself. You do the things that other people aren't doing in order to have the things that other people, you know, want to have and may never have. And there's no easy road. As they say, there's no shortcut to success. Whatever your level of success is, stop thinking that there's a shortcut. Stop thinking that, you know, you're just going to do this and it's going to be like the Great Gazoo. Magically, you're going to get what you want. No, man, you got to take the hits. You got to take the people telling you that, you know, it's not going to work. You got to take the people telling you, you know, that, you know, you're going to encounter this, you're going to encounter that. And then, man, you should have did this and you should have did that. You got to take those hits. You got to take the fact that you may be climbing that ladder and you may get knocked down a couple rungs, but that doesn't mean you stop. You get one flat tire, so you go and you stick a screwdriver in the other three and say, oh, man, I got a flat tire, or do you change that flat tire and keep moving? You got to figure out your spot in life, guys, and you got to figure out, you know what, it's time out for me to continually be being broken. I'm just broken all the time. And you know, I heard a saying that said, you know, a lot of people don't want to be fixed because they get more attention being broken. And that hit me. I'm like, there are a lot of broken people in the world, and they're just accentuating how broken they are. Yeah, we all have a story, and we tell that story, but we don't tell that story for sympathy. We tell that story to inspire someone else, to identify and connect with someone else. So we tell our story so that it helps. But there are some people that just love the attention of brokenness. So they stay broke. They don't want to be fixed. And no matter what you say, that person's going to always accentuate the fact that they were broken because they're continually allowing their past. They're continually allowing their past to basically dictate their future. So, guys, I'm going to tell you, it's time for you to look in the mirror. Some of you guys are there. You're there. You got your war mask on. You painted your face. You know, I'm ready to go out. I'm ready to conquer the world. I'm not going to allow anybody to basically take me off of my game, because guess what? As soon as you start to rise. I'm just here to tell you. I wish I could tell you that something's going to start differently. It's going to be different. I wish I could tell you that. But as soon as you start to rise, as soon as you start your climb, I'm going to tell you, people are going to start pulling on you. That's called gravity. They're going to start pulling on you. But are you going to be the person that every time somebody tugs on you, you're just going to let go? Or are you going to be the person that shakes people off? Are you going to do your best Heisman pose, your Heisman trophy pose, and you're going to push people off? Because they don't know that the higher you rise, the more people you can help. All they know is that they need help. And the best way you can help somebody is by looking in that mirror and knowing who you are, and where you want to be, putting those blinders on, focusing on that hole, focus on your turning points, learn from your mistakes, learn from your success, write it all down, and keep moving from level to level. Ladies and gentlemen, look in the mirror. Every morning, don't just brush your teeth. Don't just comb your hair. Start speaking life into yourself every day. Every day, speak life. And the negativity will start to fade away. So, guys, it's been a pleasure speaking to you this morning. Guys, follow me on Instagram and Facebook, The Grind 101. Guys, with Nathan McCray, just follow me, guys. And you know, tell somebody about The Grind. You know, let them know that we're bridging gaps over here, guys. And hopefully a gap was bridged for you today. And hopefully you guys can go ahead and move into your day with vision and purpose and intention.
Yes!
I'm going to leave you guys, oh, my Lord. I'm going to leave you guys with a little upbeat. Listen to it, guys, and get your day started. And don't let anybody pull you down. Gravity is a beast.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Life lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again,
yeah.
Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend,
yeah.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we here talking to each other again?
I see the truth in your lies. I see nobody by your side. But I'm with you when you're all alone, and you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
Like my fucking dad. Light it up, that smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been my only.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
I come to you.
Understand the man
MVP. Looks like I did take him to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?